Hello, and thank you for tuning in to St. Columba Anglican Church in Beaumont. My name is Stephanie London. Today, May 8th, 2022, we are celebrating the fourth Sunday of Easter. Sheep are getting a bad rap lately. No one cares about their melodic bleats or their long woolly coats. No one pays attention to the beautiful green pastures where they roam under their bright blue skies. No, it's all about how they follow. I'm sure you've heard on the news or elsewhere someone calling someone else sheeple. It's a combination of the words sheep and people, and it means people who follow blindly, people whose humanity has been reduced to livestock, people who have abandoned their higher brain functions and have gone off in some ridiculous direction along with the rest of the herd. Sheep, people, sheeple. On both sides of many arguments, sheeple has become a derogatory term. Sheeple suggests that someone follows a leader without thinking for themselves. Even if that leader is corrupt or violent or just off course, sheeple will run after them anyway. They'll jump when the leader says jump, fight when the leader says fight, hate when the leader says hate. Sheeple follow the herd. They don't make their own decisions and they don't see the big picture. It's an insult to the person, and probably also to the sheep. It's not good to be a sheeple. And yet, sheep and shepherd language is all over the Bible, and there being a sheep is often a positive thing. Three of our readings today reference sheep: Psalm 23, John 10, and Revelation 7. It's one of the main ways the Bible describes our relationship with God. We are the sheep, and Jesus is the shepherd. I bet many of us have had a picture of Jesus the Good Shepherd on the wall of our rooms or our Sunday school classrooms when we were little. And how many of us know the 23rd Psalm by heart? How many of us have prayed, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," at a deathbed or a funeral? Sheep come up everywhere. Which brings us to our main question today. How do you be a sheep without being a sheeple? Sheep and sheeples have something in common. They're both characterized by following. That's what sheep do, according to Jesus. Sheep are natural shepherd followers. By the same token, sheeples are followers too, of a half-baked idea or the wrong leader who cares only for himself, who acts out of greed, or who uses the sheep for his own ends. Following is written into the DNA of sheeples and sheep. We are going to follow. So here's the difference. If you're going to follow something anyway, what matters most is who and what you're following. To put it in Christian terms, we're made to follow Jesus. We're made for worship. It's written into our fundamental being. We're natural worshipers. We can't help but worship. But the object of our worship, what we put at the pinnacle of our attention, matters a whole lot. It's very different if you worship power, money, youth, beauty, stuff, status, security, another person, food, substances, your profession, the internet, lifestyle, whatever. Or if the main focus of your life, the person you are worshiping, is Jesus. We are made to follow in the most beautiful and holy ways, so we're naturally going to follow something. We are going to put something in that shepherd-shaped space in our lives. It's just who we are. So how do you be a sheep without being a sheeple? How do you know if you're following the right shepherd, the right leader? Here are just three ways. First, you know you're being a sheep and not a sheeple if the direction you're going brings life, especially to those who are weak and vulnerable. If it builds up those who are not being built up by the ways of the world, that's a sign you're following the Good Shepherd. When Mary first found out she was going to have a baby, Jesus, she sang a prophetic song about what God was going to do. She sang, "God is scattering the proud in their inmost thoughts, bringing rulers down from their thrones, lifting up the humble. God is filling the hungry with good things, but sending the rich away empty. God is remembering to be merciful, and keeping the promise given so long ago to his people. Then, when Jesus begins his own ministry, he quotes a verse from the prophet Isaiah that says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." When it's Jesus, the Good Shepherd, we're following, it will be good news to the poor and healing and freedom for the oppressed, because this is central to who Jesus is. It will be greater life, particularly for those who have missed out on those things from the world. It will be God's favor overturning oppressive systems and setting things right. When we follow Jesus, we are about doing what Jesus is doing. A second way to discern if you're following the Good Shepherd is that the shepherd you're following is intimately familiar with your life. He understands what you're struggling with, walks with you, has your best interests at heart. He knows you and cares for you. There's an interesting line at the end of our reading today from Revelation 7. "The Lamb at the center of the throne shall be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Tucked into this beautiful image is a kind of a crazy idea. The Lamb is the shepherd. The shepherd isn't standing far off, telling them what to do or enjoying his own greatness. It's not even that he's just hanging out with them. But he's actually become a sheep. He's shared their sheepiness, eaten their food, experienced their struggles and joys, breathed their breath, spoken their language, even died their death. And when everything is someday made right, the shepherd is still there as a sheep, healing them. He's guiding them to springs of the water of life where they can drink and be filled up. And the shepherd is wiping away every tear from their eyes. That self-giving love, even to the point of living with and becoming what he loves, is the mark of a good shepherd. So the good shepherd brings life, especially to those who are weak and vulnerable. And the good shepherd becomes small, becomes a sheep, so that he becomes intimately familiar with who we are. Finally, how do we know we're sheep in the biblical sense, following Jesus, the good shepherd? And how do we avoid being sheeple, running after whoever has the best social media campaign? We get to know the shepherd. When we get to know the shepherd, we'll recognize the one we're following. You know he's the one who will lead you to the streams of living water, and whose greatest dream is to wipe every tear from your eyes. You know that because you know him. You've taken time to learn what Jesus the Good Shepherd is like, what he sounds like, how he works and moves. You've learned what kind of things he says. You know his voice. You can discern that, yes, that's something Jesus would be on board with. Or, that's not Jesus because it's something that steals life from the people God cherishes. When you take time to build a relationship with God through prayer, through studying the Bible, through cultivating a loving and generous heart, through spending time with the kind of people who are most important to Jesus, through participating in a diverse community of faith, you grow to recognize Jesus. You grow to know the shepherd. You can spot a fake. In John 10:27, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." There's a relationship there. The sheep trust the shepherd. They know his voice. They know he'll lead them to places of nourishment, refreshment, and life. That's good news. If we're going to follow someone anyway, the best possibility is that we follow someone who loves us and cares for us. That we follow someone who knows what we need to thrive and who meets us in the struggles. And who calls us into a new, restored relationship. May we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him to streams of the water of life.